I watched the protests on TV this morning, and I couldn't believe the commentary from the news reporters or the protesters that they interviewed. I came away with the view that there's definitely a fifth column in this country. Let me define a fifth column for you. A fifth column refers to a group of subversive sympathizers and agents whose primary technique is to infiltrate the entire fabric of the group or nation under attack, and particularly into positions of policy decision and national defense. From such a key position, fifth column activists can instill fear into people by spreading rumors and misinformation, as well as by employing the more standard techniques of sabotage and espionage. These fifth columnists are planted to undermine that group or nation from within by any means at their disposal, usually in favor of an enemy group or another nation. Subterfuge. The activities of a fifth column are usually clandestine, but can happen right in front of your eyes. Forces gathered in secret can mobilize quickly and openly. So, you're probably wondering who I see as being a fifth columnist. Let's start with the top first, not necessarily in that order. There are those on the left coast and those on the east coast. How about if we start with Bernie Sanders, the Democratic Socialist? Actually, there's no such thing. Hitler and Mussolini were Democratic Socialists, and so was Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, and Joseph Stalin. As a matter of fact, so is Putin, and every other tin-pot dictator in Central, South America, and Cuba. On the East Coast, there's lovable Bernie Sanders, who is definitely a real threat to the United States. He has been dreaming about overthrowing capitalism for decades. Zoran Mamdani is the leading candidate in the New York mayoral race. It seems to me that the East Coast has an infection. Jerry Nadler, a former member of the Democratic Socialists of America, you could have fooled me, this jerk is definitely a party hack and talks and votes like a Red, a communist. And how about the squad? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has her Democratic Socialist eyes on the White House, Ilhan Omar, a real joke, but very dangerous to our republic, not a democracy, a republic, Ayanna Presley, and last but not least, Rashida Tlaib, the loudmouth from Michigan. And recently, students unofficially reestablished a chapter of the Youth Democratic Socialists of America at George University, reviving the political and labor-focused organization at GW after 4 years of inactivity. GWYDSA is a chapter of the student wing underneath the National Democratic Socialists of America. Can you see how the fifth column works? And for the record, I don't think that all of these protests across the country are necessarily anti-Trump. I think that they are utterly anti-American. Also, there were no like-minded Republicans involved. They're not Republicans at all. Now, how about the left coast? California Governor Newsom, the leader of the socialists out west. You can't get any more extreme than him. He must be a fifth columnist. And how about Illinois Governor Pritzker? What do you think about this agent provocateur bringing down Trump? Between Pritzker and Newsom trying to bring down America through bringing down Trump, I really don't know which is more dangerous. It might be the one with the most money. And how about lying Adam Schiff, the one that was trying to bring Trump down all through his first term and his second term? Now he's a senator, and he's even in a more dangerous position.